searching for the connection between ionizing photon escape and the surface density of star formation at Z approximately 3, by Anthony J. Pahal et al. The connection between the escape fraction of ionizing photons, FESC, and star formation rate surface density, sigma SFR, is a key input for reionization models, but remains untested at high redshift. We analyzed 35 Z3 galaxies from the Keck-Lyman Continuum Survey, KLCS, covered by deep, rest-far UV spectra of the Lyman Continuum, LIC, and high-resolution HSTV-606 imaging. The dataset enables estimates of both ionizing escape fractions and rest UV sizes. Using CSIRSiC profile fits to HST imagers and spectral energy distribution fits to multi-band photometry, we measure effective sizes and star formation rates for the galaxies in our sample, and separate the sample into two bins of sigma SFR. Based on composite spectra, we estimate for both sigma SFR subsamples and find no significant difference in between the two. To test the representativeness of the KLCS HST sample and the robustness of this result, we attempt to recover the well-established correlation between FESC and Li-alpha equivalent width. This correlation is not significant within the KLCS HST sample, indicating that the sample is not sufficient for correlating FESC and galaxy properties such as sigma SFR. We perform stacking simulations using the KLCS parent sample to determine the optimal sample size for robust probes of the FESC sigma SFR connection to inform future HST LIC observing programs. For a program with a selection that is independent of ionizing properties, greater than equals 90 objects are required. For a program preferentially observing strongly leaking LIC sources, greater than equals 58 objects would be required. More generally, measuring the connection between FESC and sigma SFR requires a larger, representative sample spanning a wide dynamic range in galaxies' properties such as sigma SFR. This was searching for the connection between ionizing photon escape and the surface density of star formation at Z approximately 3, by Anthony J. Pahal et al.